Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, Mount Carmel. You are on the air, amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. I would want to say good morning to everybody. Thank you for coming on this morning. Praise God. I'm going to try to go through this lesson this morning. Praise God. So I just want to thank God for you and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Praise God. So we're going to just give God the glory. Yes, our soul says yes. We know that God is yet still on the throne. He is loving on us. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God this morning. But let me pray. Let me pray. Let me pray. Father, we just bless your holy name. We give you glory this morning, Jesus. We honor your presence, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for you being who you are in our lives on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray, God, that you will open up our hearts, so, God, to receive, God, the word that you have given me, God. And I ask, Father God, that you anoint me afresh, oh God, to bring forth this word, God, with your power, with your authority, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, let the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for the ones, Lord God, that stand by to listen, God, for a word from you, Father God, knowing that you, Lord God, are the author and the finisher of our faith on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just say thank you as we lift our hands in total worship, total surrender to your Holy Spirit on today. We ask that you have your way in this place on today. May you endow us with your power from on high. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen. Praise God. On last night, amen. Praise God. And I when I began to do my sermon, I was waking out of my sleep, and the Holy Spirit was speaking to me within my spirit, and that had not happened in a minute. Praise God. And hearing God audibly was such an awesome thing, because I've been praying and interceding and about and my everybody knows me that knows me personally, no, God gives me a number of 222, and that's the time he began to start speaking to me last night, and he gave me a title within my sleep, and so when I begin to wake up and write it, he says, beating all odds, beating all odds, beating all odds, and I don't know, praise God, who I'm talking to today, because when I asked him, Lord, what do I bring forth to thy people, I'm very serious about the ministry that God has given me throughout life, because he saved me from the pits of hell. I know that, praise God, and he saved me not for myself, but to bring forth and to help somebody else out of a place. And so when he gave me beating all odds, and when I thought about beating all odds and what we've been going through and what the people has been going through, amen, praise God, hallelujah, knowing that God is on your side, that God will help you along the way. You have to know what kind of God that you serve. And I'm not talking about a God that you pick up with your hands. I'm talking about the God of heaven, the God that's behind the scenes doing things, putting things in order and making things happen in our lives, amen, that we know that it's him and not us, amen, praise God. So he gave me beating all odds, and then I asked the Father, okay, Lord, I understand beating all odds, and then I gave me a passage of scriptures in Judges 3:31, and I'm going to read it, because it's just one scripture, Judges 3:31, praise God, and it says, after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, who killed 600 men of the Philistines with an ox god, and he also delivered Israel. This man, Shamgar, he's in the Bible twice. It's not much said about him, praise God, but God knew, amen, what he would do through him. Let me just say that. God knew what he would do through him. He's mentioned, praise God, just twice in the Bible, but he had a mighty, mighty victory because God was backing him. Amen. Praise God. And I want you to know today, praise God, whatever you're standing and wherever you're at right now, and you're feeling that all odds are against you, God sent me with a word for you and for myself, amen, praise God, knowing that he's going to do what he said he's going to do in your life, praise God, hallelujah. And when I look at beating the odds, and the word odds is defined as the following, praise God, and inequalities is obsolete and a degree of unlikeliness, come on somebody, an amount by which one thing exceeds or falls short of another. A different favor in one of two opposed things. It fights against one. And I remember years ago, God gave me a word of against all odds, but the last night, he's given me beating all odds. Amen. Praise God. And a difference in terms of advantage or disadvantage. And we know that when we are in a face of a lot of opposition and uncertainties in life and not knowing what life has ahead of you, and you can be, praise God, in the midst of so much at one time that you don't know which way to turn, but the only way out is God is going to help you. Praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. The ratio of probability of one event, that one alters event, disagreement and variance, and usually used with a specific favor, amen, from the Lord, amen, and allowance granted by one making a bet or one accepting a bet and designed to, you know, just the forces of things that are coming ahead of you and coming in your life, praise God, to tear your life apart. And God wants me to tell you today, praise God, that he has a plan, even in the midst of it looking like, praise God, it's not working out for your good. It's going to work out for your good in the midst of all turmoil, in the midst of all disappointment, in the midst of all the heartache, in the midst of everything that you're going through in life. God has a plan, and he's going to back you 100%. But guess what the Holy Spirit says? He says, tell them, if they walk upright before me, there is no good thing will I withhold from them. And when I thought about it in the midst of the night, and everything is just dark, and I'm looking around, and the Holy Spirit is downloading, praise God, and I'm like, Lord, what is going on? He said, we're living in the midst of a dark world, and we feel like we're trapped, and we feel like God is not moving, and God is not opening the way up, praise God. But God says, I'm opening the way up, but tell them, praise God, to hold on and keep the faith, because you're going to beat the odds, because I'm going to back you. Oh, come on, somebody say, God said, I'm going to back you. God is going to back. You know, a lot of things happened on yesterday, praise God, and I was like, Lord, what in the world? You know, because a lot of times, in order for God to do things in life and to move you quickly, things have to take place in life, and sometimes we might not even like what's taking place, but it has to go that way, and for him to do what he's going to do in your life, praise God, some things that he's going to take out your life, some things he's going to put in your life, some things, amen, he's going to add on to your life, praise God, but you will beat the odds. Come on, somebody, I want you to know that, praise God, whatever you're standing in the way of your miracle is getting ready to be removed. Because God says, I'm going to step in now, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, I want to talk to us about beating the odds. In fact, I want to touch and agree with you today in the name of Jesus that you can beat the odds. I don't know what you're facing, and I don't know what you're up against, but what But what I do know is that this is, if you focus on Jesus and remember that he is greater than anything, he is greater than any person, he's greater than any thought, he's greater than any desire, he's greater. Come on, somebody, yes, Holy Spirit. And sometimes we put people in the midst and let them be our gods, but God said, not today. Praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He wants you to know that you got to look to the hills with come if your help, and your help is going to come from him, and no man is going to be able to take the glory. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, God is back, and God is backing me in my situation. No matter what you're going through, God is backing you. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4 says, It is this way greater is he who is in me than he that's in the world. Not if I was a betting person, I would have put all my chips on the fact that everybody under the voice today is facing something. No true, or come on, somebody. I don't know what you are against today. See, God is coming to encourage somebody today, because everybody's been contemplating, yes, Holy Spirit, and toiling with some things, but no, glory to God. God wants you to know, no, glory to God. He don't want you to fall short in your faith with him, praise God. He wants you to know, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that he is backing you, that everything is going to work out for your good. You're going to beat the odds. Because everything the enemy has thrown at you, sometimes he throws the kitchen sink at you. Sometimes, praise God, you don't see things coming. Praise God, glory to God, glory to God. But God says, I'm stepping in. I'm stepping in to the things. Amen, praise God. I'm stepping in. I'm going to show you that I am God. I'm going to show you that thing that didn't work out in your life, praise God, that I'm going to help you, praise God. I'm going to show you, praise God, that child that was acting up, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that I'm going to fix it, praise God. I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to show you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that marriage that you feel is dead, that God said, I'll work it out, or not, I will work it out for you, praise God. That financial disaster that you're going through, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God will work it out for you. Your health problems that you're going through, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God will work it out for you. Your family problems that you're going through, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God will work it out for you. You're trying to get directions, and it doesn't seem like directions is coming, but God says, in and of Oshanda, even if it looks like it's against all odds, I am working it out on your behalf, saith the Lord thy God. This is a word from God. Yes, Holy Spirit, just waking me up in the middle of the night. Write this down. Tell them this, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. But know that, praise God, yes, God, that God will work it out for you. He will work it out. He will work it out. Know all of us are facing something, and some of us more than others. Some of us are facing so much until the odds appear to be against us. That's how sometimes God comes and he helps us, and he lets us know, praise God, that when your back is up against the wall, that he will fix it for you, praise God. And sometimes, praise God, like the Holy Spirit says, amen, God is in the season. Yes, Holy Ghost, he's taking people, praise God, from you, that you can know, praise God, who God is in your life, praise God. And he's adding the people that needs to be in your life to help you along the way. way, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that's going to have your back 100%. Did you ever go to the Bible says, when I read the scriptures, our subject today goes by the name of Shagar. He's only mentioned twice in the Bible. The first time, praise God, in Judges 3 and 31. The second time in Judges 5 and 6. The book of Judges is full of chaos, and chapters after chapters we find trouble, confusion, amen, praise God, and some would call joy and pain. God's people are living in a time of terror, traveling days and nights. It wasn't, you know, sometimes, praise God, is not safe outside. The fact that people use back roads to avoid being robbed and murdered or bad situations, praise God, in our lives. The facts appear that the enemy was winning, praise God, Hamashanda, in our life. It appeared that the odds have finally caught up with God's people, praise God, day after day. Children of God are suffering just when it looks like trouble was behind us. Come on, I want to talk to us today. Out of nowhere, down again, praise God. Every time it looks like the storm was over, here comes some thunder, here comes some lightning, here comes some hail. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit, some downpours. We all go through the seasons, amen, praise God. Every time it looks like we gain 2 steps forward, then here come 4 steps backwards. But I'm here to say, as the Holy Spirit sent me to tell you today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, don't look at what you're going through. Look at what the Holy Spirit is doing for you, praise God. Some of you have been cursed out, kicked out, locked out, knocked out, blows at the enemy, praise God, the blow after blow after blow, and some of the things you don't even know which way is coming, praise God, been throwing at you, and it looks like, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, like out of nowhere, severe notices, you don't even see it, praise God. God has not left you. I'm here to tell you today, God has not left you, praise God. So if that's you today, praise God, know that God has your back, praise God. He is concerned about you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, he's telling me to tell you today, you can't lose hope in the midst of all that's going on, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you look at the case of Shamgar. Does the Bible says with an axe, an old axe God, amen, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, he kills 600 Philistine troops, amen, praise God. The axe God is a long stick with a pointed edge used to guide or direct livestock in the direction which you want them to go, praise God. That is a stick that they use in the time, praise God. It doesn't wait on military. He didn't wait on military things. Yes, Holy Spirit, it doesn't seek help from the federal government. He didn't look for that help, praise God, nor does he call on the National Guards, praise God, but with a stick, he enters in a battlefield with the help, amen, of God. He kills 600 men, and I'm not telling you to go out there and kill nobody. That's not what I'm saying, amen, praise God, but that back then, they had to fight for what they knew, but this one man God sent into a battlefield. He only had a spear, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, and with the supernatural help of God, he killed 600 of the Philistines, amen, to deliver Egypt out of what they was going through and Israel out what they was going through, but not just men, but well-trained fighting troops. What's the point, beloved? Stop waiting on for someone else to step up. See, that's the point right there. We always waiting for someone to step up and stop waiting for someone else to step in, but use what you got, amen, to fight the battles that God has given you, amen, praise God. God has given us, amen, he may not given us a sword like he gave him, praise God, but he's given us the power of prayer. He's given us a power of fasting. He's given us the power to know that who he is, and he has our back, praise God. yes, Holy Spirit. There was a supernatural power over the man of God because God had sent, amen, a supernatural power to knock down what they was going through. Praise God, hallelujah, in order for them to get to their next. Yes, Holy Spirit, they had to be knocked out. They had to be killed. And there were some things in our lives, amen, that's trying to block the way of God doing what he's doing. And that's why God says against all odds, because the enemy sometimes throws things in the way, praise God, to block the blessings of God. But we got to stop running and know how to fight those battles, praise God, because when the host of armies of heaven fight with us, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, you will enter into your promised land. My God, I give you glory. So here, ladies, some of you are waiting to get married, but I came to serve notice today that it's time to use what you have. Praise God, hallelujah. You're waiting, but while you are yet waiting, keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Keep on seeking the Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit, make sure it's the right one that's going to fight with you and not fight against you. Come on, somebody. Men, you are talking about when you make it big and when you get your break. I came to serve you notice today. Praise God. Use what you got. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Parents, you keep talking about when the kids graduated, when the baby gets the job. I can serve you notice today. Use what you got. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Who am I talking to today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Stop waiting on a bailout. Ain't nobody going to help you but the Lord Jesus. Man will fail you all the time, but God will stand with you. He will fight with you. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And then God will send the one that's going to really stand with you, that really is going to battle with you and not run out on you, saith the Lord thy God. Stop waiting on a handout. Stop waiting on some type of a government assistant to use what you got. Come on, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. The third Shamgar goals is to believe in God enough to make something happen. Believe in God to make something happen. You're going to beat the odds. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. What is God saying to you today? What is God lifting up in your face today? What did God put in you? Praise God. Many people have gone to the grave and not even reached the promises that God has called them because they never stepped out. Use what you have. Praise God. You're going to beat the odds because God is going to back you. He didn't have a pity party and talk about how bad things were. He doesn't hide out and hope for better and for it to get better. He doesn't just pray for God to turn things around, but he goes out in the midst of a battle. And when the smoke is clear and everything, when all that has been said and done, praise God, in the earth, the body was all on the ground because God went out. Amen. Hamashanda. He went out with him, praise God, to help him to win the battle. So what I'm saying today, there are so many oppositions that stand before us, praise God. But we got to know what heaven is doing. We got to know that heaven is backing us. We got to know the mighty hand of God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you know, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God will give us a word, but we will not hold on to the word. Sometimes we let the word fall to the ground. Why? Because we don't see things happening. But because God told me to tell you, because the odds was against you. But God says, I'm opening up the Red Sea. I'm pulling things out for my people. The ones that's laboring, praise God. The ones that's staying. The ones that's seeking me. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You're going to see my hands move move in your life, praise God. You're going to beat the odds. And when I thought about God, I said, I thank you, God. Because sometimes in life, praise God, you're still like you're standing and you're standing alone. And God says, glory to God, glory to God. But know that I'm standing with you. So I'm talking to somebody today. You might feel like you're standing alone. Even though people are all around you, but you feel like you're standing alone, my God, I give you glory. The Lord says to tell you, my God. God said, I'm standing with you. I never left you. I never forsake you, praise God. I'm standing with you, and you will beat the odds. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Ah, yes, God. We give God the glory on today. We thank the Lord. He didn't seek out assistance and third. He goes and he believes in God enough to make something happen. You got to believe that God is backing you, that you can make things happen in life. Don't leave this earth without trying. Don't leave this earth, praise God, believing in other people and they're not really standing with you. It might like a little shanda. God said, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. There's many people, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. Just like the world, praise God, they love to party. But I hear the Holy Spirit says, glory to God, glory to God. All his people, he's getting ready to go get his people. Whether they like it or not, he's getting ready to get his people. And he's getting ready to stand with them. He's getting ready to show them, praise God, that he's God in their lives. Amen, praise God. I remember, praise God, at the age of 40 years old, glory to God. I thought I still could do what I wanted to do, praise God. But let me tell you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, God says, you know what? I'm going to be the one, praise God, that's going to make you do what I tell you to do, praise God. Why? Because there is so many people that's going to be at your hand. And sometimes, praise God, we got to understand that when we are in the forefront of people, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And the Lord says one time, praise God, he told me the blood will be upon your hands. And I looked at my hands and I said, Lord, don't let the blood drip from my fingers. Why? Because glory to God, glory to God. There is so many people that needs to be rescued. And I'm here to tell you today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. My leaders out there, praise God, I want you to hold on to the horns of the altar because there is many people that's assigned to your hands. And don't let the blood drip from your hands. The glory to God, glory to God. Shamgar was one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that he had to knock down a lot of things, amen, for the work of the Lord to go on, praise God. So I'm here today, praise God. It looked like everything is standing in your way, but know that God is getting ready to move every Jericho wall. He's getting ready to blow it down. He's getting ready to make it flat today. He didn't have a pity party, praise God, talk about how things was and how bad things was. It doesn't hide out and hope for better. You got to know that God is God in your life. It doesn't just pray for God to turn things around, but goes out in the midst of the battle. Yes, Holy Spirit. Many of us are waiting and asking God to turn things around, but I'm here to tell you, you have to make it way. You have to make the way. You have to make the way. Open up the way. Use your prayer tongue. Use your language. The Lord has given you, praise God. He's backing you. He's backing you. He's backing you, and it looks like everything is falling apart in your life. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, God is setting you up for a blessing. Yes, Holy Spirit. And yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. When the smoke clears, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, you will see the blessing of the Lord. You will see things move. You will see victory. Say of the Lord thy God, it might look that way. It might seem that way. Glory to God, glory to God. Even myself, praise God. The enemy has been trying to shut me down from doing ministry. Every time I get on here, here with y'all. Every time I get on here, Gobo Shato Koyadabashanda, to do ministry, the Lord says, Edabashanda is always the enemy that tries to shut me down. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, with God's back in the Edabashanda behind me, praise God, I will keep it moving, praise God. I will keep going to what God say I'm going to do, because God is going to back me. Come on, somebody. Are you feeling like all the odds are against you? Are you feeling like everything's against you? And you feel like the enemy is trying to stop what God is doing in your life? I'm here to tell you today, praise God, it's going to be all right. The Lord will make a way out of nowhere. The Lord will increase you. The Lord will bless you. It might feel like you don't have anything. It might feel like all your family has abandoned you, but I'm here to tell you today, it might look like that way, but God is getting ready to move by his Holy Spirit in your life. So don't give up. Don't give up hope, people of God. Don't give up hope. When the Lord woke me up with this word this morning, it was for you and it was for me to tell me and to tell you everything. It might seem like it's in front of you, and it feel like everything is not going to be possible. It feel like everything that God promised you is not going to work out, but God is getting ready to help you. He's getting ready to move on your behalf. I don't want you to move. I don't want you to give up. I want you to gain hope in the Lord and hold on to your faith. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. God is going to move by his mighty power. It does seem like heaven is quiet right now, but no, it's not quiet. He's moving on your behalf. When you see things working out, when you see your prayers begin to unfold, you will know that the Holy Heaven has been backing you all the time. He just putting things in the right places. He's putting people in the right places, touching hearts right now, praise God, making things happen that you had never thought that would happen. God is getting ready to do it for you. So I'm here to tell you today, praise God, don't worry, don't give up hope. Know that God has you, and you have to trust him in all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him and let God direct your path. Beloved, don't need church to be full. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because you are on the air with me today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. People, just give me one person. Give me one person who believe like I believe this morning. Come on, somebody. Just give me one person who trusts God like I trust God this morning. Come on, somebody. Just give me one person who prays like I pray. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just one person. I'm looking for one person this morning, praise God, that's believing and trusting God. Just give me one more person who loves God like I love God this morning. Come on, somebody. Just give me one. Just give me one believer who is bold enough to shout, greater is in me than he that's in the world. Just give me one person, praise God. Now I know you're thinking, where to find such a person, amen. The same way Shamgar, he says, I got your back. He has, 600 men, praise God, that God allowed him to slaughter in order for things to move in his life, praise God. But we don't need that right now. We need a prayer life, praise God. The 600 to that one person, praise God. Elijah says, I got your back. What did Elijah do, praise God? 450 to that one person, because God, divine intervention in his life. And David says, my rock against a sword. That was just him, praise God. It was God that was in the midst of all things, amen. God says, just get to agree today, praise God. God got you, praise God. God is going to move by his Holy Spirit. Do I got one person this morning? I got a new way of looking at things, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I got a new way of looking at things this morning, praise God. God is moving by his mighty power. He is going to do what he say he's going to do. Yes, he is, praise God. Just believe and trust in him that he is going to work it out for you. He's going to work it out for you. Keep on praising him. Keep on believing him. Keep on loving on him. Yes, Holy Spirit, the way is going to open for you. The way is going to open for you. Keep the faith and hope. hold on. Yes, Holy Spirit, just stay fully committed. Stay fully committed. God, he's going to bless you. He's going to open doors for you. Things that's been closed are going to open up for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Don't give up hope. Know that God is going to fix it for you. Somebody say, God is going to fix it for me. God is going to fix it for me. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, we give God the glory. We give God the glory. We give God the glory. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, tell him thank you this morning. Come on, bless his holy name. Come on and bless him this morning. Go to a song and I'll be right back. My God, I give you glory this morning. Against all odds. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
They said you could have it because it is yours. They said you wouldn't make it, but God said I'll open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won.
They walked on,
they talked on you,
they
prayed, they even laughed on you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a
champion.
In the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distraction, he said, have a dream, no. God says you have heard. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while.
They
talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied to you, but in the midst of all of that, God's tears.
Can't be in your life today, but the more
right. Amen. You are the chosen one. I love this song. Praise God. It does something. Amen. Every time I hear it. But we are talking about beating the odds. Beating the odds. Amen. Praise God. Remember a while back I told y'all the bounce back anointing God is going to allow us, amen, to bounce back up. Praise God. No matter what you're going through, God is going to allow you to bounce back up. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Say, God is going to do it for me. One thing you got to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean to your understanding, because I tell you, some things you will never see coming. Amen. Praise God. But while you are yet still yet pushing on with the Lord, you know, sometimes let me just say this. God will give you something, and you don't understand the word that he gives you until things take place. And they'd be like, oh, now, God, I understand what you're saying. And so my thing was, Lord, I thank you that you know, sometimes God has to tell you specifically, just keep your eyes on me. So I want to help somebody today. If you keep your eyes on the Lord and just look to him for your help, praise God, hallelujah, because when it really boils down to it, he is the only one that can help you out of all your distress. Amen. Praise God. So listen, James 1:5 says, the light shine in darkness. Come on, I want to talk to somebody today. The light shine in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. Praise God. The light can shine in darkness, but listen, hallelujah, glory to God. But the darkness has not overcome it. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So I want you to know, praise God, there is a light that we have to follow, and it's called the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything else outside that, praise God, is not working for Jesus. Come on, somebody. You got to understand the God that we serve. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says in Romans 8:37. Amen. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. Praise God. Remember that. John, 1 John 4:4, you dear children are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. Know who you belong to. Know who your daddy is. Know who your father is. Daddy, I need so and so and so. You got to talk to your father. Amen. Praise God. He is the one. Heaven is open for you. You got to know that God is your father. He is the one that you sit at the table and you talk. You listen. We talk to all our friends, but do you talk to your daddy like that? Your father like that? Yes, he is the one that you could talk to, and you ain't got to worry about your information getting nowhere else, because you are talking to your father. 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one that's going to give us victory. Hello. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm still a little under the weather, but I pray, amen, y'all just bear with me. So here, he is the one that's going to give us victory, okay? But thank be to God to give us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what you are going through, you shall bounce back, okay? It's going to be well. It's going to be well with you. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to stop there. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Y'all just bear with me. Been sick for like almost maybe like 8 days, but I never had to cough. Amen. Praise God. So today I'm contemplating not just to cancel my show, but God didn't let me cancel it. And I guess he being him waking me up in the middle of the night to come on to talk to you, I'm giving God the glory because he trusts me in the midst of all that I'm going through to come and help and speak over your life today. So I thank God, amen, for trusting me with the assignment to let you know, no matter what the odds are, God is more greater than any problem that you can ever face in life. No matter what, I don't know what you're going through today, and I have no clue. Some people suffer in silence. They don't say nothing. They just keep moving. But that is the most deadly person. Amen. Praise God. It's good to talk about what you're going through to somebody. Always find somebody that you can really trust, because I believe God, that God will give you that person. We know that we have the Father. We know that we can go to him. Amen. Praise God. But there is someone, a leader, someone that you can trust, that God trusts, that you can speak to, praise God. So don't suffer in silence. God don't want you to suffer in silence. Amen, praise God. And that's why I'm going to give you my number. Amen, praise God. I'm going to give you my number now. It's 302-883-9799. Let you know that I am here with you. I will stand with you. I will pray with you. Amen. Praise God. You don't have to carry the weight alone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through, you shall bounce back. Keep and hold on. Come on, somebody say, keep the faith and hold on. Your marriage, amen, God can bounce it back. Your ministry shall bounce back. Your children shall bounce back. Your family shall bounce back. Your finances shall bounce back. And you shall stand up, amen, praise God, and fight for what's yours. Don't put everything in somebody else's hands, because sometimes you can trust somebody so dearly to you, praise God, but they won't be standing with you. Amen, praise God. So I want you to know today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that God has your back. Glory to God. There's a supernatural divine visitation that God will give you, amen, praise God, to let you know that he is God and he's God alone, amen, in your life, praise God. So don't keep looking backwards. Look forward to the things that God has set before you. Praise God. You know, everybody always, they know my scripture, amen. Praise God. And what God has for you is greater, 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 is greater, is greater. Amen. Praise God. So with that being said, I'm going to pray out, y'all. I pray that you was blessed by the word today. Beating all odds, okay? Beating the odds today. We're beating the odds because why? Jesus is backing us. Jesus is the one, amen, with the supernatural divine visitation that help us along the way. He is the one that's going to open doors that man has closed. He is the one that's going to put you on platforms that man thought that you would not be on. He is the one, amen, that's going to bless you. He is the one, amen, praise God, that's going to open that door, amen, that you thought that was locked and bolted, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, you are the one that God is going to use to bless somebody else. Come on, somebody, give God the glory today, praise God, because today we're going to stand with the Lord today. We know who our help comes from, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, it comes from the Lord. Amen, praise God. And before I'm leaving today, I hear the Holy Ghost speaking to me. Amen, praise God, to read you the scripture before I sign out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that word. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Psalms 24, and I'm going to pray after I'm finished. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded upon the sea and establish it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hills of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy place? He who have clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto idols, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteous from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek thy face. Then he says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I read in your hearing Psalms 24. Amen. The whole entirety. Praise God. God wants you to know. Praise God. Everything belongs to God. Everything. Everything belongs to him. Let us worship him and welcome his glory power in our lives. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God on today for who he is. Praise God. Let us just pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray out. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. Father God, we give you glory today, Father. We bless your holy name because you are God all by yourself. Now, Father God, as we come today, Father God, we ask that you continue, God, to help us along the way, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your words, God. You said beaten all odds, and we give you glory for that, Lord God. Now, God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we know today is Sunday, Lord God, and we're going to continue to worship you, God. We're going to continue to praise you, God. We're going to continue to exalt you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing, God, that you are already lifting us up, God, into the place that you have promised us, God, that you have already done it, Father God. Now, all we got to do is trust and believe in you, Father, and yes, Holy Spirit, that you will lead us into that plain path, God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will make every crooked thing straight, Father God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the doors that you're opening. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, for the Spirit of God that rests upon us, in us, and through us, Lord God. So, Father God, we just thank you for making every crooked place straight in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. These things I pray in your Son Jesus' name, and my soul says amen. If you'd like to be a blessing to the ministry, amen, you may do so. Praise God. We want to continue in the work of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You contact me and I can tell you how you can be able to give. Amen. And I gave you my number, 302-883-9799. Let us continue in the work of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Happy Sunday. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to leave you with a song because I'm going out with a praise, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah, I'm the music major.
Tears rolling down your face. With your heart feeling like a gold brain. Your earth feels like it's about to shake. And you've taken all that you can take. Anyway,
in the middle,
oh yeah,
in the middle.
cut me, I'll go bleed.
I'll go bleed.
I got one just as well as I can need. I've been hungry and not had no food to eat. And been knocked down as soon as I got on my feet. Lord, it was you that helped me understand. And it was you that never let go of my hand.
I can't hear y'all clapping.